demo trading pros and cons today, people. And also, if you're wondering why I'm in bright orange, this is the merch from my partnered exchange. If you do want to join them, the link is in the link tree and there's loads of exclusive offers for you. Anyway, less of that. So, demo trading pros and cons. First of all, what is demo trading? Demo trading, a lot of platforms are doing this now, where you can load virtual money, right? So it's not real, usually $100,000. So you're given $100,000 to speculate with on trades that are actually non-existing, so you're not actually at any risk on the market. Let's call it practice mode. But there is a lot of cons to that, but there is pros to that, and we'll go through that today. So pro one, for me anyway, in my opinion, is that it actually gets you started, right? So you get started, and I've always thought, to any point in life, if you want to try something and do something, just do it. This stops the procrastination, which I think a lot of people suffer from. Oh, I'll try it today, I'll try it tomorrow. And then tomorrow becomes in a year's time, and the next minute you're forming a market. So it gets you in, it gets you in the market. Then what it does is it makes you familiar, okay? So it's not an English lesson, so if I mess anything up here, guys, my bad. But what it does, it gets you familiar with exchanges, okay? It gets you familiar with terminologies. It gets you familiar with things such as spot trading, leverage trading, limits, trailing stake profits, market buys, all these type of things. These are all terminologies that you are going to go through as you go through the start of your trading journey. And a lot of people, when you start out, it is like, what the bloody hell does all this mean? But you'll get it. You'll get it in the end. So the next one is that it gets you looking at markets, okay? So it actually gets you looking at charts, okay? So it gets you looking at charts. The more you look at charts, usually the better you're going to get. it does take a while though. And then what it does, it potentially leads you on into what we would call real trade in the end. And if that is the case, hopefully you've done some form of learning, right? So you've learned hopefully some bloody basics, you know? You've learned some anything, supports, resistances, trends, order blocks, whatever it might be, okay? So these for me are some of the really good pros for demo trading. There's a huge, huge downside of this though, in my opinion, of course. But, so you're given usually 100K, right? So you're usually given 100K on these demo accounts. First of all, the big negative is not your money, right? So it's not real. Right, so it is not real money, and what can that actually do? That can potentially, first of all, it's going to put you in potential trading habits that if it was your money, you wouldn't do. So it can cause bad habits, okay? And the worst ever time to develop a bad habit is at the very beginning. Okay, basically like anything, driving, boxing, martial arts, trading, whatever it might be. If you start off bad or you start off with bad habits, they're really hard to rectify as you're maturing through. So what do I mean by them bad habits? First of all, you got 100K to play with. Do you know how many times I've seen people on these demo accounts? A lot of influencers do this as well, but make it look like a real account. Just saying. Shh. I won't say names though. Don't we'll start a war in 2025. So what it does is you got 100 grand to play with. If it's not your money, I see people do this. Ah, fucking, I'm gonna put 50 grand on one trade and we're gonna leverage it times 10, 20, or we're gonna fucking leverage it 100. It's like, okay, guess what? That's always going to be the day where your trade does actually play off. Right? And off it goes. I'm not saying it's like a casino. I know a lot of people got opinions on trading. But very, very often you get your free chips in the casino, right? And then you put it on black, you put it on red, and magically it's kind of like the winning spin. You go, whoa, if I do that again and again, until you lose your money. So what happens is you come in, you're not really using your money, okay? You will develop, but not everyone. This is just pro and con, right? You could develop bad habits, and you're going to do trades that you would never do if it was your money. That's the other thing. Trades you wouldn't do, okay? I see it, you wouldn't do. I see it all the time, people, okay? All the time. So now you go, ha, I've just turned my demo account into £2 billion or $2 billion or some crap, right? I can do that with mine. Yeah. So the last thing you want to be doing when you're just starting off and trading in crypto or any financial market, by the way, is go, you know what? I've only got 100 grand to my name or 101 grand to my name. Let's launch it all on. Same thing if you've only got 10 grand to your name. If you've only got 10 grand to your name and you still haven't paid your bills and all your debts and all that type of stuff and you launch 10 grand into trading because of a demo account said so, it's going to be a potential bad place because during all this, one thing most people will not be prioritizing is risk. Okay, it's one of the things that you're not learning during this period is risk control, okay? Or risk management, okay? So risk management, they're the two of the main things. Risk management, you know, only putting 1-3% in per trade, you know, stop losses. Loads of people start on this and they don't even bother with stop loss because they know it's not their money. So if it goes wrong, they'll just make a new email address and go and start again on a demo account and they keep doing it. Stop losses, trailing profits, trailing stop losses, all these type of things. Very, very, very rarely an individual is learning that during a demo account. So for me, in my opinion, of course, I think there's more downside of demo accounts than there is upside. I personally wouldn't say to a friend of mine, yeah, go and load up a demo account and let's see how you go. No, what I really would like to see is someone get involved, or a friend of mine. What I would rather see is someone get involved in general with their own funds, but minimal. So if you're starting off, guys, load £100 or $1 on or something like that. Whatever you can afford to lose, that's the other thing. Whatever you can afford to lose, keep it minimal. So what I'd rather see is someone come in with minimal risk, okay? If they are gonna lose, I want them to lose their old money. Why? So let me explain, because I know that's gonna confuse people. Lose your own money, I should be able to. Going forward, I'll edit these videos. So I want you to lose your own money per se, and I want you to also win with your own money, because when you lose your own money, guess what? You'll learn a hell of a lot more from that. You will learn, you don't want to do it again or again or again. It's like putting your hand on a fire as a child. You ain't going to do it again, you know? You come into trading and go, yeah, I'm a boss, see you later, and you lose it all. The next minute you're living back home with your mum and your dad. You don't want to run that risk again. So yeah, don't get me wrong, two things will happen is you'll either leave the industry altogether or you will learn and you'll carry on and get better. You gain way more experience. You gain experience straight away. Like, right away, you're on. It's a little bit like swimming. Back in the old days, what I remember, we didn't really have swimming teachers. We just got booted in, see you later, fend for your life. Maybe an adult will come and get you. You learn to survive a lot faster than this, okay? So I'm not saying don't do demo trading accounts. If you are going to go into a demo trading account, what I really, really suggest is that you treat it as if it was going to be your money. There's nothing wrong in learning on demo accounts. There is nothing wrong with trying new strategies. Sometimes, if I'm learning something new, I might also load up a demo account for a month and learn that new strategy. But again, back in my head, I'm like, no, let's just try it with my own money. And if I lose, then maybe that strategy's not right or I'm doing it wrong. So let's go back to the drawing board, so to speak. So that's it from me in a nutshell. Take a screenshot, watch it back a couple of times, hit the follow button, hit the likes, all that type of stuff. And yeah, and if you want to start trading properly, you know where we are. Blowfin, where whales are made, guys, seriously. Hit the links somewhere in the front of my bio and you'll be able to see the Blowfin link just there. All the best. Hopefully this helped. Ciao.